Sean for breakfast, Esperance's 747 Triple M. And I'm not kidding when I say Esperance has one of the biggest and best ANZAC services in Australia. Definitely the state. We're one of the few that actually still have the horses do the march and everything. To talk to me about it, I have the RSL president in studio. Now, I can't remember, is it Steve or Shane Miller there?
It's Shane, mate. Thank you very much.
But I let slip that you were Steve at one stage, and the boys at work let you cop it?
Yeah, they're calling me Steve at work at the moment. Yeah, but thanks for that, Sean.
Well,
anyway.
This is the Steve Miller Band, which is, they're pretty good, aren't they?
Well, I used to be, yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about the ANZAC Day service. This is shaping up to be a beauty.
Yeah, it is, mate. I'm actually looking forward to it this year. I'm actually going to be talking my talk. This gentleman went to Rich Meadows Primary School. Also was born on the 5th of September 1918. He also played football for Grass Patch.
There you go.
Now, can you think of who I'm talking about, Sean?
It could be a Stasevic.
It could be. No, you've hit the nail on the head. It's okay. Tom Stasevic I'll be talking about this year.
What a famous name around Esperance, still around Esperance as well. Yep. And Tom, he leaves a very strong legacy.
He does. And the things he done over in Borneo, it's unbelievable, to be honest with you. And I mean, you don't get a Victoria Cross lightly. And he's the only person, only Australian to ever receive a Victoria Cross in the field. What he done was that gallant and that brave and saved a lot of troops that they'd give it to him in the field.
Now, we were talking a few weeks ago and you mentioned some of this story and it is absolutely unbelievable. Are you going to go into detail about exactly what happened?
Well, yeah, I will. I wasn't going to, but yeah, it's just such a great story, you know, like, Tom was the Bren gunner in his troop that he was in, and they were heading down a very thin wooded track, so you couldn't jump into the jungle or you couldn't sidetrack at all. And the Japanese had set up two weapon pits. When the Japanese opened fire on Tom's crew, Tom got up with his Bren gun and just continually fired. And like I said, it's a narrow track, so there wasn't too many places you could dart into the bush and hide.
You just in open fire.
Yeah, just in open fire, and he just had the Bren gun at his waist and just kept on firing and took out the first machine gun pit. Apparently reloaded because he was out of ammo, and he was taking fire from the second machine gun pit and silenced that one as well.
So he's saved the lives of his party, basically, and this is a man who would have been a teenager, just in his early 20s as well.
That's right, yeah. He's the only bullet Tom ever got was from his older brother, and that was on the farm out at Grass Patch when his older brother was 17 years old. He was shot in the face.
Shot in the face.
Yeah, he was then brought down to Esperance.
Tough cookie. They breed them tough these days. I stubbed my toe, and I'm going to hospital asking for a tetanus shot.
Yeah, no, they then brought him down to Esperance Hospital, and the doctor just give him a slice behind the ear and pull the projectile out in one piece.
Wow.
Yeah.
As I said, it's a different generation.
Yeah, there's more to Tom's story too, but I'll keep that for...
Of course. No, you can't give it all away on the radio, mate. You've got to leave something for the audience.
That's exactly right.
Look, the ANZAC Day service, as I said, it's always a cracker, and stories like these come out, and it's great just to celebrate the day because it is such an important part of the Australian fabric.
Sean for breakfast catch-up on Triple M.
All right, could I just say a thank you to an organisation that's helped us out just recently? Now, I know you play for the Gibson Footy Club, Sean, and I'm not saying this because Sean goes for the Gibson Footy Club, but there's a couple of fabulous people out there that belong to the Gibson Footy Club. It's Bronwyn and Steve Rowland, and they put an idea towards the footy club to supply wood for the RSL members and the veterans, and the committee of the Gibson Footy Club agreed to it. A couple of Saturdays ago, I went out to Bronwyn and Steve's property, and there was all the A-side footy players out there with trailers, and we got around and we cut heaps of firewood, and then a lunch was put on for us, and then we delivered the firewood to the veterans, and they are very appreciative there. I just haven't stopped hearing from them on how great everything was, and I'd like to thank the Gibson Footy Club and Bronwyn and Steve Rowland for the help they gave us.
It was easier to do considering the wood-fired pizza that they provided afterwards. It was worth that by itself, don't you reckon?
That's right.
No, it's a really good thing, and I think it's a call out to all clubs around Esperance to help out your community. I mean, the RSL is obviously a great group to help out, but if you can help out anyone through your local club, I mean, I think if we all rub each other's backs, I think that's for the best for everyone.
Mate, we have a fantastic community here in Esperance, and the Gibson Footy Club just showing us how fantastic the Esperance community are.
Yep, and you know what? You can celebrate that Esperance community on Anzac Day as well at the service. It's great to see everyone get down there. And Shane Miller will be there, of course. Thanks for joining me this morning, mate.
No worries. Thanks, Sean.